the snowflakes fall as winter comes, and time just seems to fly.
Friends, this segment is brought to us by CVA Muzzleloaders. In my opinion, the very best muzzleloaders in the world, the ones that I shoot. You can check them out online, cva.com. Kubi's Wild Game Processing and Kubi's Restaurant in Dallas. And Vineyard Max, maker of some awesome deer attractant and some very fine game feeders and fish feeders, located down in Nacogdoches, Texas. Check them out at vineyardmax.net. Well, friends, this is Luke, and we have a little time to spare on today's show, and I thought I would give you some tips. Now, this is not the way you may want to hunt fall turkeys, but it is effective, and it's challenging, and I think you might enjoy learning how old Luke tries to put a wild turkey on the Thanksgiving table every year. Now, I'll be quite honest with you, it would take four wild turkeys probably to feed the crew that I feed. I'm kind of the designated Thanksgiving dressing maker and turkey baker. That kind of rhymes, doesn't it? Anyway, I'm the cook for the major courses of the Thanksgiving dinner. I like to bow hunt. I like to hunt with big bore air guns. I like to hunt with muzzle loaders, you name it. Here's a way to get you an early turkey for the Thanksgiving table and not disrupt your deer hunting and the deer hunting of your friends with a bow. Okay, now, this is not textbook turkey hunting at all. It's the way I do it. So I want to make that statement up front. I use a pop-up blind around a corn feeder. Now, people say, oh, Luke's hunting turkeys right on a feeder. Yeah, I am. I don't do that in the springtime. I want to call them up. You can call to your blue in the face to a gobbler in the fall, and you're probably not going to get him in. Now, the textbook way to hunt turkeys in the fall, with a shotgun, of course, is to bust up a flock and then call them back individually. That works. I've done that a time or two with a shotgun. Try it with a bow, though. Your odds are going to be pretty slim. I want that turkey on the ground. Now, on a lease, all of us probably have hunting leases, or we own land or whatever. We have other hunters, rifle hunters, and we're probably rifle hunters right now, too. The general season is underway in Texas. So you don't want to be out there with your shotgun banging away at or even a .22 or whatever, you know, a rifle at turkeys. You're early and late, you're deer hunting around a corn feeder. Let's call it like it is. That's where, in Texas, that's where most of us are going to be. We might not shoot the buck right at the feeder, but he's going to be making the rounds. Those doe are going to be there, and he's going to be in that area. So during about, say, 11, I've killed a lot of turkey with my bow from about 11 to 2. Middle of the day, turkeys are not necessarily patterned to corn feeders like deer are. In other words, the feeder go off in the morning, you're not going to have a flock just come trotting in to eat. A lot of times they come back through during the middle of the day and they make their rounds. What deer lease in Texas doesn't have several corn feeders going right now? I'd say 90% of them do. Those turkeys know where every corn feeder is and they make their rounds. Now, here is the challenge. A pop-up blind does not spook turkeys. I've hunted from them for years. It will spook a deer when it's new to an area. So that's your challenge. You go in, it takes 3 minutes to set a pop-up blind up, middle of the day. You'll probably want to take it down when you get through bow hunting. But pop that blind up, set it about 25 yards from where you expect those turkeys to be feeding on corn. Make sure there's some corn on the ground. You might want to carry a little gallon Ziploc bag full of corn and spread some out there. But chances are real good from about 11 to 2 when everybody's in camp relaxing and eating lunch. You can be out there with your bow and you can get your fall turkey in a method that does not disturb all the deer hunters. And I think all of you, and I'm the same way, I don't, during rifle season, first few weeks of the season when everybody's at camp, I don't want anybody out there blasting with a shotgun either at turkey. I won't do it. But you're not going to disturb anything middle of the day. But carry that pop-up, set it up. If there's any brush, set it around the brush, you know, where you're not right out in the open. But try to find a good spot to pop that thing up. It probably will not disturb those turkeys. They may stop and look at it, all of them in unison, look at that blind for, I've had it happen 1,000 times, for just a few minutes, for 30 seconds, and then they'll go about their business. They'll start pecking on that corn, and you can draw that bow down, conceal it in the lower part of that pop-up blind and pull it up and drill you a Thanksgiving turkey. And then be back and take your blind down, get out of there about 2 o'clock, and then, you know, the place will be undisturbed by firearms and everybody be happy back at camp. So that's just a little tip that I thought I'd give you. Wild turkey can be really, really good. I smoke most of my wild turkeys. I inject them with some butter. I mix some Tony's Creole seasoning in with the butter, and I've got a big injector needle, and I'll just inject the breast and the legs and everything. Turkey drumsticks and thighs can be a little tough to get tender. So the way I do it, I'll put the turkey in a aluminum pan and load it up with butter, you know. Smoke it for a couple of hours at about 225, and then I will wrap it tightly. And I might probably, you know, baste the outside with a little more butter, wrap it up tight, and keep that. I use a smoking Tex electric smoker. Had one for years. That's how I cook my turkeys. But set it, keep it about 225, and make sure that you're kind of steaming and cooking. They've got enough smoke after two hours of smoking. And then so you wrap them up real tight and keep moisture in there for about every couple of hours. I like to pull that foil off, baste them with some more butter, garlic butter, and then cover them back up with the foil and let them cook. Folks, that's a little tip. We had some extra time today. Do remember now, today, if you're listening on the radio, November the 8th, Larry and I mentioned it earlier in the Campfire Talk segment of our show. Larry, Wysoon, Mr. Whitetail, I, and several hunting and fishing guides are going to be at the Dash for Cash pawn shop in Siegelville, Texas. You can just Google Dash for Cash pawn shop on Hall Street in Siegelville. Come out there from 10 to 3 today. Let's have some fun. Visit with Larry and I, and talk some Bill Carey, I know for a fact, be out there. A bunch of good buddies that hunt and fish all the time. We're going to have a campfire. I think we can. They're going to allow us to have a fire pit outside and adjacent to the pawn shop. But it's going to be a lot of fun. Folks, I hope you've enjoyed our show. Remember, it becomes a podcast after all these awesome radio stations run it. You can always listen to that podcast. It's called Catfish Radio with Luke Clayton and Friends. And you can go down the road and you can find that at, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Apple, all the places that have podcasts. So thank you again for joining us this week, and look forward to being with you this time. Next week, we'll have some more fun. Folks, that about wraps our show up for this week. I've enjoyed being with you, and I hope you've had a good time, too. And, folks, we're also brought to you by the Choctaw Hunting Lodge up in southeast Oklahoma, located about, 45 minutes west of Hugo, Oklahoma, owned by the Choctaw Nation. It's about 45,000 acres of awesome mountain, country, hills, valleys, loaded with game, lots of eastern turkey, and they do eastern turkey hunts if you're looking for a spot to hunt turkey in the spring.